Now, Alana, you've been reading from your book, Bowerbird, which is about the art of making theatre from real life. Now, why do I get the feeling you were the sort of teenager who sat at parties in the corner taking notes?
Well, probably. I did. I think there's two Alanas. I think there's a very vivacious Alana who is quite good at parties, in fact. And I think that's what makes me a playwright. I'm not like what some novelists are, quite withdrawn and sort of might even call introverted. I have like two Alanas. I have the extroverted Alana and the introvert. I was okay at parties and now I'm very good, I think.
I imagine you're still there observing too, though, to look at human interaction, because one of the big trends in theatre and film that's really revolutionised things, I think, in the past 10, 15 years has been towards more naturalism, more, a more sort of understated response to things, and that's harder to write, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, as I described just in that excerpt, I do a lot of interviews, like a lot of interview-based work, and that's generally called verbatim or documentary theatre. Not all my theatre is from transcript, so I don't actually type up all of it, but there's generally a strong community element, and I do a lot of research and consultation. I love that process. So, you know, you're right. That kind of theatre, which is often drawn from real life, has become incredibly popular. And I think it's to do with, I mean, it's a longer conversation probably, but it's about people liking authenticity. You know, these days, I don't think it's with all this talk about who can write what story, it's also really interesting for me that I actually go to the source. And it is more interesting to go to the source. It is more interesting always to talk to people who are living the kind of life that you're writing about.
Yes, well, you've mentioned that contentious issue that has arisen in the past few years about how dare a man write about a woman's life, or how dare you write about a black person's life, etc. As all the dramatic art relied so much on imagination and being able to empathise and put yourself in other people's shoes, do you think this is going to finally settle down and will allow playwrights to just get on with doing what they do, which is to tell us interesting stories?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I don't see it as settling down. I think it's a conversation we needed to have. I actually obviously think that, you know, it is possible for women to write men's characters and people to write different kinds of characters. One of the ways in which I have negotiated that is to make very clear that I have had a lot of consultation and that I talk to a lot of people who I'm writing about. So it's not so much my voice interpreting them, it's me helping to give them a voice to the stage. I mean, when it comes to black voices, I feel very strongly that I only work in situations where, especially in this country, Indigenous artists are in the main creative position. So I actually have had the privilege at the moment of working with Bangarra Dance Theatre. I work with Stephen Page as the dramaturg on many of their shows. I've also just had a play touring called Barbara and the Camp Dogs, which I co-wrote with Ursula Jovich, who's an extraordinary Indigenous artist. And the truth is, I really say to people, I use this phrase in my book actually, wait to be asked. I mean, the thing with both of those artists is that they asked me to work with them. And so I feel like that we are in a position still at the moment where it's important that culturally diverse voices, gay and lesbian voices, female voices are consulted and involved in the creative process, and often, I would hope, as primary creative voices. But that's not to say that, like, and I talk about this in Bowerbird, that if they ask me to help them with structure and to be part of the process, I'm there every time.